This is the second edition of The Florida Show, the new podcast you all know, maybe or maybe not, and love, maybe or maybe not. We're not sure. We have a whole new list of songs, all different bands, all different times, and yes, all different locations from the state of Florida as well. I am Kristen.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And we are your hosts to show you the different ranges of the Florida music scene from yesterday and today. Yes. And we have a couple of updates we want to start off with for the new show. Based on the last show, we had said that the recalls were called the recalls, and now, or they weren't called the recalls anymore, but now they are called the life forms. They have changed their name and they have new members in their band. They have grown to a four-piece band and they're quite good. Yes.
Yep. They've even had new songs posted since
posted. Like, I actually wanted to use one, but since we had used the last show, can't really do that. Wanna stay buried here, you know? But you gotta check out Don't Say Goodbye. That's a great song. Really love that song, and anything else that Jeff does. He lives in Jacksonville, that's where they're from. Should definitely check that out. And our second update is on Surfer Blood, who are from West Palm Beach, Florida. Their song was called Song One.
We weren't sure of the name.
What was on their profile on their MySpace page as a holding place sort of title, I'm sure. But now it is called Floating Vibes.
That's a good song.
Yes, it's a very good song. All right, then, on to the new stuff that we have for this edition. Trying to do probably one about once a month, just depending upon how much time we have to throw one together and how many bands and songs that we can think of until we run out of ideas.
I think it'd be a while because I looked at my list and my list
it's
is like
endless.
Pages long. Like, man, we're not going to get to a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Most definitely. But anyway, first batch of songs we have, it's going to start off with the Tasmanians, who are from West Palm Beach, Florida, of course. And this song is called Baby. First heard this song off the Howlin' for My Darling compilation. I think it's a part of the Teenage Shutdown series. I'm not certain, but I think it is. And it's a really crazy rocking song, really awesome. And hey, I had no idea they were from Florida until recently, so learn something new every day, you know? Yep. All right, ready for the new songs?
Ready, let's go for it.
All right, let's go. This is the Tasmanians.
Baby, baby, baby.
With Parts Are Revolution.
And they were from Tallahassee, and that was on the Happy Happy Birthday to Me label, which at the time was located in
Panama City.
And of course, that label has moved on to
Athens, Georgia,
and they're a pretty prolific label.
I guess so, yeah. They have a lot of neat stuff on there, a lot of fun little bands like Cars Can Be Blue and
Hot Pants Romance from the UK.
Baby Calendar on there too, right?
Baby Calendar, Red Pony Clock,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, like a lot of good, unusual pop bands are on there. It's definitely worth checking out their catalog, that's for sure.
And before that was Gut Ruckus, going something a little harder, because that stuff exists too, and I like some of it. And that's one band that I like. That was from like 2006, and they're around sporadically still.
Yeah, we think that was Titanium Balls, but we are not certain because it's an earlier version of it. The version on their MySpace page is much different from that because it doesn't have that little introduction with all the talking and all of that in there. And this band is from Castleberry, Florida, which is basically Orlando, but the more east side of town, I suppose.
Yeah.
You want to talk about their blog or no?
No, we probably shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah,
It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty controversial, so yeah. We'll just leave it at that. And of course, we started off this three-song set with Tasmanians with Baby, and that's a really awesome garage rock song. You want to call it that? The 1960s?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Okay, up next we have local Orlando band called Slippery Slopes. A few friends of ours. Nice guys. Very good band, really fun. The recordings are ridiculous.
Ridiculous as in good.
Yeah, pretty insane sounding. Recorded by Sean from Shit Eagle, who had played on the first show, and he's actually now a fifth member of Slippery Slopes, actually. So he does these just... You'll hear it, just nuts sounding recordings. And this song is called Dan Savage. Dan Savage is really awesome guy, more or less like a Orlando, like, is he like an Orlando legend or no? Like, I wouldn't know if he would be considered that or not. So I'm not sure how long he's lived here.
Well, it's got a song named after him, so let's go ahead and say yeah.
Yeah, and he wrote the liner notes for the Garbo's Daughter cassette tape also, that my band Garbo's Daughter that I'm in, one of the bands I'm in. He wrote the liner notes for that also, so yeah. So here it is. This is Slippery Slopes.
Yeah.
Trisha with A Lot of Hot Air. They are from Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, Florida. That's two sisters, Lily and Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played Pop Mayhem, or actually just Lily did, right? Lily or Rose? Just Lily.
Well, when she doesn't play, when her sister doesn't play drums, she usually gets a couple of members from Giddy Up Helicopter to help out. To hell and back.
Yeah. Go play, was it xylophone, glockenspiel?
Like a little glockenspiel, a little homemade drum kit with like buckets and
and like, that's right.
You know, boxes of coins and quarters, and it's pretty fun.
Before that was DT Martyrs from Miami.
That's a recent discovery from
1985?
Yeah, from 1985, recent discovery. I think it's pretty funny.
A carport. They have the shingles are just like the house. Yeah.
Every time I hear that song, I like hear something new, and it just makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
It's still a Florida song.
I guess so. I don't know.
And it's like carports and everything else. Got tools in the tool chest and got to work on some projects. That's a good song.
And we started off the three song set with Slippery Slopes, who are from Orlando, and that was Dan Savage.
Dan Savage, local personality.
Yes.
He gets a song named after him. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
That song isn't, I don't think it's released yet.
No, it's not released yet. Those guys only have one split single with Johnny and the Limelights, who are from Chicago, but have Brian Costello's from Orlando.
Originally.
Yeah. Alright, well, next up we have a noise band from Miami called Hairy Pussy.
Oh my god.
Like the first name, Harry.
Okay, that makes it okay.
And their song is called Psycho Killer, Parts 1 and 2. Not to be confused, maybe or maybe not, with the Talking Heads song with the same name. And this is an early Slit Breeze Records band.
Yeah.
When is this from?
It's probably from maybe the early 90s, maybe in the late 80s. I can't even remember.
And it's on some sort of 45 compilation.
It came up with a Womp Zine.
Womp.
They released a double 7-inch and a bunch of lo-fi bands, and Hairy Pussy was on this.
And this would be a good representation of Florida's noise scene that's been around for a long while, and they still have the festivals set for noise bands, tons and tons of noise bands like Bleak and Black Fest. There's the Florida annual quarterly noise,
something like that
thing, whatever, something that has those words in it in some arrangement. That's being held in Orlando.
Another thing about this band is they were mostly a duo, husband and wife. The wife played the drums and the husband played guitar. But they also had sometimes a third member or fourth member from time to time.
I wouldn't be able to tell by listening to it. It's so noisy and weird.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on, and that's like the best thing about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's cue it up.
Okay, this is Hairy Pussy.
Thank you.
we got the missiles with Good Looks Really. We got the missiles are kind of interesting because they had very few recordings, and this is, I think, one of the only ones they had had with their whole band, and it's honestly, it's not a good recording. It's almost a bad representation of them because when they had played live, they were really awesome. They were really, you know, loud and rocking and all that stuff, and they had these really interesting songs with crazy changes and really interesting lyrical content. They're very different, and they always make a joke, or they did make a joke about themselves, saying that they were clearing out bars since 1995, somewhere around there.
That's very funny.
My brother Eric and I, our band Argento's Children, had played a show or two with them, and we would go into their practice space and hang out with them, and it was really cool. And Johnny Five, apparently his mom was in Teddy and the Frat Girls, and his dad, I believe, did like a fanzine, or he's some sort of South Florida legend. I can't remember offhand what his name was or anything, though, but there's a lot of interesting history with that band. And Johnny Five just does like his little weird solo offshoot stuff about himself, or he has something called August Derelicts, and it's just like basically weird, noisy, experimental stuff for the most part. Okay, and before that, we heard an Orlando band called Awesome in the Ass Kickers.
What a great name, what a great song. That's Meatball Spaghetti.
The catchiest effing song ever.
Yeah, ever. Probably ever to come out of Orlando, for sure.
Yeah, my friend Chris, who plays bass on that, he's a really nice guy. I used to work with him. And there's not four guys in the band. There used to be three before, but they have the funniest shows. They would just like run around and
all in like wrestler masks.
Yeah, they have these great wrestler
and
masks
and capes, and it's like they run around. They take pictures of the crowd. There's like total like crowd interaction.
They just have like the whole, you know, El Santo get up with all the, you know, Mexican wrestler masks, more or less, you know. And they're all really nice guys. They're playing the I4 Fest being put on by Post Records, as are we, Hot Hands, that's our band together. And my other band, Garbo's Daughter, that I mentioned before, is also playing it along with 30 or so other bands. And they do this event every year on 4th of July. It's really cool, at Austin's Coffee in Orlando or Winter Park. So.
Oh, and also Men in the Askers, they also played Warped Tour last year.
That's right, they did play Warped Tour last year.
And there's a great video of them like running around, just like screaming and making people take their stickers. Like, who wants a sticker? Who wants a sticker? Oh my god, it's so hilarious.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them again. I haven't seen them in a while. So. Okay, and we started off, of course, with Harry Pussy with Psycho Killer Parts 1 and 2. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, very, very good.
And up next we're going back a little to about 1993 to a band called Claim Jumper. And the song is recorded live at, if anybody would remember this, like I didn't really go to it all, but it was at the station in Fern Park. That's part of, they call it like the Fur is Dead show. And this song is from that. It's called Little Spicy, and it's a real good song, real good band.
I guess that's all you need to know.
Yes, I'll talk about it later.
All right. Enjoy Claim Jumper.
Turn it up.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
iTunes. Wow, we're wasted.
She can't.
That was Pretty Please from Miami, and that was Pistols and Revolvers. That is the earlier version of it. They have a different version up now that has slightly louder backing vocals. Because this one has a more, I suppose, like lurking around and more distorted, which I think it sounds better that way. And this band, this one song anyway, because the other two songs they have in there, I think is an acoustic song and some sort of remix or something. But this song is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and I really would like to see them live and see what other recordings they had had. I remember, I think I left a comment on their page and they said, yeah, we're lazy. We, you know, pretty much, you know, that they need the encouragement, I guess, because maybe they don't really have a whole lot of belief in themselves, you know?
They need to get up. They're good.
Yep, that's right. That's the Florida symptom. You know, everybody hates your band. They don't go out and support you. So more or less, you know, all these good bands don't really get a chance to grow and develop because they just get so self-conscious about what they're doing because of the lack of people who come out to the shows. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah. And before that was from 1965. That was the Invaders called
She's a Tiger.
I really like that song. And before that was Claim Jumper. And obviously, basically, you know, Big Black with girl vocals. It really is really good.
Okay. And our last three songs that we have for this edition is going to start out with a rockabilly guy. Yes, there's rockabilly in Florida, believe it or not.
Lots of them.
Yeah. And this guy, he was not originally from Tampa, Florida. I think he was from Georgia, I believe.
I think so.
I'll have to double check on that. But this is Benny Joy. And this song is called Steady with Betty. Yeah.
Well, I got a little gal. She wants to go steady. But her old man says we ain't ready. But I don't care what her old man says. Hold up. Well, I got to steady, steady, steady. When it comes to Betty, he can talk tight. Oh, boy, it's he inside. Yeah, we're not going steady, me and Betty. Yeah, we're going steady, me and Betty. We're not going steady, cause we done fell in love. Well, I sneak around to see him, and I go, oh, I love it with your head, but that was all right. And daddy's just the kind of guy who break us up and just to go find. Well, we're not going steady, me and Betty. Yeah, we're going steady, me and Betty. We're not going steady cause we done fell in love. Yeah, let's go steady, boy. Yeah. Well, Betty's a pretty sensible girl. She loves me on that, she'll never fail. She told her that it acted like we were in love. Betty's now my lovey-dovey. We're not going steady. Yeah.
Which is Mike Speegs.
And Mike Speegs, where are you?
Yeah, exactly. Where are you, Mike Speegs? And that was with also with John, I believe. I forget his last name, but he moved to Washington, I think. Yeah. And it was Chris B, who now lives in Miami, used to be in that band, but I don't think he's on these recordings.
I'm not sure he's on.
And that was The Dirt. Yes.
Good song.
Yeah. Everything that Elks do is...
I know.
He does is great.
It was hard to pick just one song out of like so many. It's like, man, what song do we play? All of them are good.
Yeah, this one has really good lyrics in it. It's quite catchy. There's actually another band that's calling themselves the Elks that have a cassette release. I don't remember what on label it was from, but...
Don't be fooled.
Yeah. Do not be fooled.
Do not accept substitutions. Or what? How do you say it?
Accept those substitutions.
Yeah.
I had to laugh when one time we saw Mike when he was doing his acoustic sets because he had lost his band pretty much, so he was just going out on his own. And I remember he did a Clash cover, and nobody knew what the hell it was. He's like a man without a country because he appeals to the indie kids, but none of them know anything about punk music, and the other way around. So these crossover bands have no chance whatsoever.
Yeah, Mike listens to a lot of punk music.
He does a cover of Communist Radio, actually.
Yeah, he knows a lot. He had a blog, had about, you know, like punk bands. He didn't talk about pop bands, which is what he plays, but it's like good, you know, like punk pop.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely, you know, marries the two genres pretty well, but I don't know. Not enough people agree, I guess.
I agree. You agree?
Sure, of course I do.
All right.
And before that... was from Jacksonville. That was the Cadets with, how do you pronounce that?
Y-Town?
What are you doing?
Y-Town and the New Design.
Why is it, it looked like a misspelling, like W-Y-E. What does that mean? Y-Town?
I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about them, so you would have to talk about them.
Yeah, they're from Jacksonville, and they kind of fell into the same category as like a Manor Astro Man or the Causeway Way. They kind of like felt like they were like super like scientific, and they dressed up in like white jumpsuits and just they had names like Cadet 2, Cadet 3, Cadet 4, and like every member like had a different name, and they probably went up to like Cadet like, you know, 9, 10, 11, and these guys were always like super nice, and they still do a lot of stuff.
Do you know any of the names of any of the recent projects or no?
No, I don't.
Alright then. And the first song in the three song set that we had heard was Benny Joy from Tampa with Steady with Bud. Okay, well, that was Florida Show Part 2. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we now have a request/comment phone line. You can make any requests that you'd like, and we will try as best as we can to fulfill that request. Anything goes, anything from Florida, yesterday, today, we don't care. We will try to find it.
Yeah, just any comments. We really want to know what you think.
Yeah, so you can call up this phone line. That's 206-984-0956. Again, and don't say it with me because they may not understand, is 206-984-0956. And we'll also have it on our home for this podcast, which is KickBright, KickBright.podomatic.com. And it's on there, and you can find the playlist for the last podcast and this one, and download it and share it with your friends. And you can also pick it up on CD, split up in tracks by myself with a cover for free at any one of our shows if you live locally or if we come into your town, because both our bands have a lot of out-of-town shows coming up, especially Hot Hands. We're having a mini tour, so we will be in and around Florida in July. Looking forward to it.
That'd be real fun.
Yeah, lots of fun with Jiminy Cricket. That's what we're touring. That's from Georgia. Anyway, see you later.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Hope you enjoyed it.